You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Bryce Abood is a Wichita-based author and musician who's just published his first book called Shamu. Abood wrote, illustrated, and published the work himself, bringing to life a story sparked by a real-life incident. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Bryce Abood.
What was the genesis of this story that you tell in these pages?
It is, in fact, inspired by a true story where I went to SeaWorld with my family in the early 90s when they were still picking kids to ride on Shamu, and I got picked. And I did, in fact, go down to the tank where I was inches away from a mouth that I could fit wholly inside and was too terrified to consider it. And the last true moment is that's in the story is my mom did actually say, "Don't you know how hard I prayed to God that you would get picked to ride on Shamu?" And then you did get picked, and then you wouldn't go. Through the years, you know, we would retell this story at, you know, gatherings or whatever. It's a funny story, but the more we would tell it, I would just start to imagine, like, isn't it kind of funny that, like, what if that was, like, the moment where, like, that visceral reaction that I had somehow determined the rest of my fate, and I had, like, gone off of God's plan or God's will for my life by not riding on Shamu.
When did you turn the corner with this and say, okay, you know, this is a story that's been told in my family and has been on my mind for a while. Now I want to put it down on the page.
Ahoy Comics is a publisher who I've done some work with. I love them. All of their issues in the back have two or three pages of bonus content where it's like prose or text-only stories. I had originally written up Shamu as a story to submit to that, but Ahoy has a pretty consistent, even in their most like serious and heavy comics, there's still some levity and a lot of fun. And not necessarily jokes, but there's always levity. And when I wrote up this story, the text only version was very dour. It wasn't right to submit. So I did like it. I thought it was still fun in my own way, but I was like, this isn't right for that. So now I had this piece that was, I think, 4 or 5 pages, and I just kind of sat on it for it's been about 4 years now. I just kind of every once in a while I'd go through my hard drive and, oh yeah, this thing is kind of fun. And then, you know, through the past couple of years, a local artist, Eric Incana, has a really cool book called Somewhere Between Violet and Envy. It's a collection of poems and art, and he gave it to me when he came out with it, and it's just been sitting on my shelf, and I always look at it, and I think, like, I want to like, make something like that. And I've got another friend, a Twitch streamer who I follow on Twitch. Her name's Megaplot. She has a really cool zine that she put together of, like, erotic photos, but I'll take it on a Game Boy camera. It's, like, really fuzzy and grainy. And, you know, my friends create stuff that I look at and I think, I want to do that. I want to make something like that. And so I got a scanner and I got some Sharpies and I got some paper and here we are. It's just self-published.
On one hand, you're telling this story that's a little bit dark. On the other hand, there is some sense of levity to it.
I took the tone of the moment and all of the retellings and just kind of dug into that. Now, I do a lot of writing, and a lot of it is this tone, this weird, quirky horror. Like, you know, I have an R-rated script, but it's not so serious. So I mean, yeah, I do try to find that balance often, but most of the time it just comes from being myself on the page and watching what develops as I'm exploring what the concept is. And I never really like to take things too seriously. So even in my work, if I'm going to be analyzing stuff like death or religion or taxes, like I'm going to be treating it with some levity, because otherwise I won't finish writing it.